You may not know this, but there's a nearly two-century tradition of tap dance in the United States. Both men and women tapped, even though most of the tap stars we know are men. Tap has gone in and out of fashion, but now dancers and historians say we've entered a golden age of women in tap. Karen Michelle reports.
As a teenager growing up in Puerto Rico in the Bronx, Iodelia Cassell loved watching Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers so much that it nudged her into tap.
Like, I mean, I would go and I would rent their movies and I would go to, you know, to my room and I would just try to do what they were doing. So when the opportunity presented itself for me to take a tap class as a sophomore in college, I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to do tap dancing because this is, you know, this is my chance. I mean, I'm going to, you know, get my Ginger Rogers on.
And when Cassell saw the musical Bring Into Noise, Bring Into Funk, with a young, adventurous Savion Glover, she thought she had found her place in tap. There were dancers of color who looked more like her on Broadway.
The one caveat was that there were no women tap dancers in the show. And I remember thinking, well, that's a missed opportunity.
Since then, Cassell, now in her late 40s, has choreographed the tap dancing and Funny Girl on Broadway, been on a postage stamp, and made her mark on a sometimes dismissed art form. Her look sleek as fast feet tap an infinite combination of movement and sound. Like Ginger Rogers, she often moves backwards, but in flats. 70 miles north of New York City in the Hudson Valley, pioneering tapper Brenda Buffalino was preparing for her solo show at the nearby Rosendale Theater.
And I've been hanging it up since I'm 60. You know, I think 85 could be it, but my feet are still good. My legs are good. My mind is good. I have ideas. So what do? Just say, because I'm this age, I should stop?
Buffalino wears her white hair short, as she has for much of her career, one that began as a child performing with her mother and aunt as the Strickland sisters. Captivated by tap, as a teenager she studied the Legends, the Nicholas Brothers, the Copacetics, and especially Honey Coles, who became her mentor and frequent performing partner. All of them black men. There was pushback.
That was the first thing every reviewer would say. She's a woman, and she's white. And it was really hard in terms of getting work or getting a review that would take me seriously, which is the reason why I went into all men's clothes. And that changed everything overnight.
As did her shoes, notes Buffalino, a move Honey Coles didn't like.
If I change my shoes, will I be able to sound like you? Said, oh no, sugar, you sound great. Well, go ahead and practice for 4 hours in high heels.
For her recent performance, Buffalino wore flat shoes with laces like the men and a form-fitting sleeveless black garment with flowing legs. A Saturday matinee at the Joyce Theater in Manhattan, one of the few venues to consistently present women tappers. There are 100 or so kids from a middle school in Pennsylvania, dressed up, buzzing as they wait for a performance to begin. Among them are these two girls with big smiles.
Juliana Herinsky.
Allison McIntyre.
They're both in their school tap club, preparing for an upcoming musical. Women tappers?
No. They're all the same, like, honestly. It doesn't matter what gender you are.
Nevertheless.
And our tap dance teacher wants us to wear the heels instead of the flat shoes.
Like the real musical.
Maybe everything old is new again. But the new generation of women tappers is determined to expand the form, not emulate the conventions of the past. And while it was often white women who learned, championed, and taught the form, now there are more women of color. 31-year-old Amanda Castro among them. After seeing and meeting Iodelia Cassell, Castro literally put her foot to the metal.
Seeing her perform changed my life. Meeting her changed my life because I never saw anybody who looked like me. She was the first brown woman I met in tap dance because all of my teachers were white. And I was like, wait a minute. Wait. What?
Castro not only studied with Cassell, she's gone on to perform with her. her movements like a big cat ready to pounce. And she's formed her own company, Souls of Duende, combining tap, flamenco, and the Indian classical dance form, Kathak. Castro is considered a key player in the future of women in tap.
Oh yes, women are here. It's happening. It's visible, and we're continuing to push forward, and there's so much more work that needs to be done.
With two small pieces of metal screwed to the soles of a shoe, however high or low the heel. For Here and Now, I'm Karen Michelle.